What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Solve presents The Happy Girl, Part 3.
Mike, it had nothing to do with Kira.
Don't give me that shit.
They're completely unrelated, I swear.
Abby's your daughter's age, Tom.
She's legal.
She's 18. You're almost 50, and she's your daughter's best friend.
I know. It sounds scummy.
Are you fucking kidding me? Sounds?
Does Abby know you know?
No, I came right over here. I'm gonna go talk to her next. What other secrets are you keeping, Tom?
None. I swear. We knew how it looked, so we just weren't ready to tell anybody about our relationship yet.
Your relationship? You've known this girl since she was 8, Tom. You're basically a predator. You think this is an actual relationship?
Yeah, it is. We're in love.
Oh.
See, I knew you wouldn't understand. Nobody would. That's why we had to keep it a secret.
Did Kira know?
I don't think so.
Tom, this is important. Did Kira know?
No. Okay? Ask Abby if you have to.
Hey.
Hey.
Abby's waiting for us inside. What'd Tom say?
You were right, Watkins. I barely even know the guy. Come on. We're running out of time.
We are? How long was this relationship with Kira's father going on for, Abby?
Just a couple months.
If there's anything else you're not telling us, now's the time to let us know.
Abby.
Tom is who I got the drugs from. But he didn't know I was going to do them with Kira.
This is your best friend's father, Abby. A man who you know tormented her.
Don't you think I know that? Do you have any idea how guilty I feel?
Look, I get it. I've been there. 18 and an older man wants you. It makes you feel desired. Attractive.
It's just, I don't date a lot. Okay, I don't really get a lot of attention, so...
Yeah, it's a lot to process. Our question is, did Kira find out about you two?
About a week before she died, she told me she heard him on the phone with me. I copped to it. I told her how sorry I was.
So she did know. Was she angry?
No, more like concerned. For me. She warned me to stay away from him, and I have been. That's why I haven't been answering his calls.
Did she tell Tom she knew? Maybe told him to back off?
She didn't say.
Abby, now you have to listen to me because it's very important. Do you have any reason to believe Tom felt Kira was interfering with your relationship?
I don't know.
Why do you keep doing that?
What?
Checking your watch. You've been doing it all day.
Nervous habit, I guess.
You're starting to like your friend as our killer?
I'm starting to think we should stop calling him my friend. But yeah, some things are starting to add up.
Except the manner in which she was killed.
Yeah. We know that this is how Kira wanted her death scripted, so how did he know that?
That's why I've stayed on top of Garrett. I think I've got something. Come have a look. We've been wondering where that $1,000 Kira took out before she died went. Monitoring Garrett's bank activity, no sign of it. So it got me thinking, Garrett's a big tech guy. Probably has a cryptocurrency account. And sure enough, he does.
But Kira withdrew actual physical cash.
Yeah, a lot of these cryptocurrencies have ATMs where you can make deposits. Garrett made a deposit at one of them in Bend the day after Kira was killed.
How much?
$1,000.
Mmm. Mmm. These cookies are amazing, Garrett. Homemade?
My mom made them.
Mmm. Now, I respect a good cookie. You know what I've never been able to respect? Cryptocurrency. I don't know. I guess I just don't get it. Seems like internet geek play money to me.
Well, you could argue that actual money doesn't have any real value either. We all just kind of agree it does.
Mm-hmm. I do get that part. I get that if you trade magic coins with other people who agree magic coins are worth something, it's a great investment. It's also a great place to stash money.
Oh, fuck.
Watkins here. She's a geek, too. She figured it out.
We tracked your crypto account and saw the ATM deposit you made. $1,000. Same amount you were promised when you replied to Kira's ad.
So, Kira got her hitman after all.
No. I mean, yes. She gave me the money, but that's not what it was for. I know it sounds crazy.
It sounds more than crazy. We have enough to formally charge you with Kira's murder this time, Garrett.
No, please. Look, the money was for my mom. She's a diabetic. She has insomnia. She needs all of these meds. I try to help, but it just keeps adding up.
So, Kira gave you the money for your mom?
Yes. She told me that since she decided not to go through with... the...
assassination?
That. She wanted the money to go to something good.
Just like that. Just out of the goodness of her own heart.
Yes. Kira was that kind of person. She'd give you the shirt off her back.
If she gave you this money, like you say, did it not set off alarm bells? Like maybe she was planning on taking your life some other way?
I guess it did. But she seemed better. I don't know what changed.
All right. I think I've heard enough.
I'm telling you the truth. I didn't do it.
You replied to Kira's ad offering $1,000 for someone to kill her. Kira gives you that money and is found murdered in the exact manner she wanted.
No, it wasn't exactly what she wanted.
What do you mean?
They said on the news she was found in the woods. The way Kira explained it to me, she wanted to be shot in the woods, but have her body discovered someplace else.
Why is that?
It increases the mystery. You know, Kira wanted her murder to seem really fucked up and confusing.
So, where did she want her body found?
When we first started talking, she asked if I'd be able to carry her body over to the river. The current would take her and she'd wash up like two towns over. If you're gonna arrest me again, will you just get it over with?
Thank your mom for the cookies.
We'll be in touch. Hey, Watkins, come on. Stay focused. We gotta crack this.
Sorry. It's just sad. This girl clearly needed help.
Well, it sounds like Garrett tried.
You actually believe him?
Not particularly. The problem is everyone's been lying to us. I think I get why Kara would stage her own murder like this. She wanted to be remembered. But who stood to benefit the most from pulling the trigger? We got the boyfriend, Jason. It was his gun that shot Kira.
Claims it was stolen, which he only bothered to mention after we found it.
Thought Kira was cheating on him. Rich, coming from the guy who was cheating on her. But then we saw him explode on Garrett.
And Garrett said Jason had access to Kira's email. He could have seen what we did, the Craigslist post detailing how she wanted to be killed. He could have mimicked the murder to make it look like Kira set it up.
Or Kira did set it up. She hired Garrett just like she originally planned. Occam's razor. But then there's Abby. Lied to us about seeing Kira that night. Didn't tell us about her secret relationship with Kira's dad. For all we know, Kira asked her to help her end her life. What are friends for, right?
Then there's the other half of that equation. Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. No alibi for the night of the murder. Shitty dad at best. Abusive at worst. Flaherty.
Mike, it's Suzanne.
Hi. Did you...
Yes. I just sent my report to the police board. I CC'd your superintendent. I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I'm about to be thrown off the case.
What? Why?
I got into a bar fight the other night. Super's gonna be on his way over any minute now. Case is yours, Watkins.
Not until he walks in here, it's not. You're still the lead. What do you want to do?
Let's take it back to the beginning. The map of the crime scene. Kira was found here, but the bullet casing was a few yards away.
So we know that she was moved.
Looks like they were on their way to the river, like Garrett said, but didn't make it all the way.
That's assuming that Garrett's telling the truth, that this was some sort of assisted suicide. If Kira was killed out of malice, it could be irrelevant.
Then the only thing we found at the scene were her gloves, here, on the trail. Now, what were they doing there?
She purposely dropped them on the way in. This is a part of the puzzle.
Or the killer dropped them on the way out. Did we ever get those gloves analyzed?
I don't think so. What would we be looking for?
Come on, we gotta get over to the lab.
Superintendent Locke at 5 o'clock.
Flaherty! Flaherty! Stop!
They should have the analysis back soon. If you're right about this, I'm not sure it's enough of a smoking gun.
No. Only a confession. Which you'll be doing.
What? No. You should insist. It's your case.
It's our case.
It's your friend.
He's not my friend. Come on. It'll be good for your career. You need this.
So do you. Is that the report? SEM testing of the fleece gloves found traces of... Holy shit. You were right.
Flaherty, out. Now.
Give me a minute to explain.
No, you're off the case. We can talk back at the station.
I know who did it. Just let me get the confession.
Bend PD's taken over. Watkins, you get the confession.
Respectfully, sir, Detective Flaherty figured this one out. He should conduct the interrogation.
Just let me bring our suspect in. Come on, give me one shot to bring this home.
One shot.
Let's go.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Do you know why you're here?
No, I don't.
You were Kira's best friend, right?
Yeah.
You would have done anything for her.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Even kill her if she asked.
What?
Watkins?
Kira's gloves.
We did a forensic analysis on them and found gunshot residue, meaning the killer was wearing these when they shot Kira, then ditched him on the way out of the forest. I don't see any of our other suspects fitting into these girls' gloves. Abby, at this point, lying will only make things worse. It's time to tell the truth.
Okay.
Let's start with Kira's plan. How'd you get involved?
That day, that was the first time she told me about it.
All she said was that she wanted to get high. She asked if I knew someone who could hook us up, so I asked Tom, and he gave me the Molly.
So you were never going to a party, like you said?
Well, I thought we were. We got in her car. I told her she shouldn't be driving, but she insisted. She took us to the woods, and that's where she told me about her plan.
Abby, will you help me with this?
Come on. You're messing with me, right?
No. Look.
Kira! Jesus, where did you get a gun?
It's Jason's. Come on. This will be big for both of us. You're going to get to do the podcast about the mysterious Benham Falls murder. You'll be the next Sarah Koenig.
Yeah, but we're just really fucked up right now.
Abby, please. After everything that you did with my dad?
Kira, don't throw that in my face. I said how sorry I am.
And you said you would make it up to me. This is how. Look, put my gloves on. You won't leave any prints on the gun.
But Kira, I don't want you to die.
It's always about what other people want. Can someone just, for a second, give a shit about what I want? Please. Abby, will you do this for me?
And after you shot her, you were supposed to move her body to the river, right?
She was too heavy.
You started to panic and you ran. You ditched the gun, the gloves. You had to leave Kira's car there, so I'm guessing if we were to look at your phone, check your rideshare apps, we'd find you got picked up somewhere around Benham Falls that night.
It's what she wanted. Everybody in this life hurt Kira, including me. I was just helping my friend.
I know, Abby. I know.
Mikey?
Tom? We've charged someone with Kira's murder.
Who?
Abby.
What? That's impossible. She could...
Kira was suicidal. She talked Abby into it.
I can't fucking believe this. How could she do that to Kira? How could she do that to me?
You're talking as if Abby is the only one culpable here, Tom.
You're not saying I had something to do with this.
Oh, come on. Abby may have pulled the trigger, but you're just as responsible for Kira's death. You made her life hell. And then you took away one of her last safe spaces by starting a relationship with her best friend? What kind of a father does that?
Are you going to hit me, Mike?
You're going to have to come in and answer some questions. They'll want to ask you about the drugs. I'd get a lawyer.
Come on, Mikey. Are you serious? We're friends. Mikey! We're friends!
You got it all?
Yeah, I think so. If I've forgotten anything, I know where to find you.
Oh, I'll be right here. Desk duty. For eternity.
You gonna survive?
Oh, yeah. Got lots of paperwork to keep me company.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll talk before the trial.
Bring it home, Watkins.
See you, Flaherty.
Welcome to this calming meditation. To start, take a deep breath in and long breath out.
The Happy Girl. The
Detective Michael Flaherty was played by Michael Trainer. Detective Lisa Watkins by Dalal Batter. Tom Matthews by Jason Huber. Kira Matthews by Gina Vittori. Abby Goodwin by Lexi DiBenedetto. Gert Craig by Scott Cooper Ryan. Jason Kemp by Eric Lopez. Suzanne by Aaron Coker. Superintendent Brian Locke by Darren Cooper. This episode of Solve was written and directed by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Sterling Barnett. Casting by Daisy Laura. Audio production and post-production by Salt Audio. Production manager Liz LeMay. Recording engineer Zach Jurich, Hope Brush, and John Schmidt. Original music and score by Nathan Turchon. Edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Assistant editor, Shihang Zhu. Sound design by Eric Rachelson. Script supervisor, Marilyn Miller.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.